sorry. Hold on. Actually, let's get right into it.
Welcome to the first 21 seconds. Study says if you don't say something interesting now, we lose viewers. What do you got?
Hot take. Hot take. Nostrness is trash and we're not going to use it anymore. We're going to do this once a month. Fuck you all. Don't care.
We're there you too go. Early for Noster. We missed you guys.
Did welcome we? Wait, hold on. Did we? Stop lying.
I missed everyone.
I guess.
Dude, this is my only outlet. I need to speak to the fans.
Dude, you're a fucking shit poster. Your job, that's all you do.
All right, we're getting right into this. Speaking of fans, I have a fan. We were at the Bitcoin magazine conference thingy. There was like an after party. I was there. Somebody came up to me. They're like, hey, Winikis. I was like, yeah. I was like, yes. And he's like, it's me. Not going to dox him. But obviously, I've never met this person. He's like, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I was just like, this is very, very strange. I don't ever want to be an influencer like Opti. So I was like, oh, okay, have a good time. Such and such. But yeah, I guess I'm famous, Opti. I have one fan.
Apparently we have low volume. I don't know why. But I'm maxed out over here.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It sounds good to me.
I mean, I guess
complaining here?
Who else would be complaining?
I'm gonna go with Rope.
No.
I'm going to go with, whose volume is low? Is it me or you?
I'm fucking maxed out over here.
I think it might be me.
He says both of us. Anyways, Winikis celebrity status confirmed. Can we also talk about, when we were at the after party, the official after party, and Wine got kicked out of the VIP section because no one knew who you were?
I don't remember that.
Can confirm.
I got kicked out because I was like, is this the Ripple section? And then all the BK magazine people got mad at me.
Let's go. Well, what are we talking about, Wine? I saw we have like 27 polls. Are we getting a bunch of polls or are we doing recaps?
I feel like I had so much to talk about because it's been so long and now I'm spacing out. So
once a month confirmed because we have nothing to ever talk about.
We have to actually write stuff down.
Nah, dude. We threw away the scripts.
Oh, we do have something to talk about. We made fucking really cool stickers.
Oh,
I
got one. Cool sticker. I got one.
We made cool stickers. We made magnets. Whoever was in Miami was lucky enough to get one. We didn't charge anything other than one Bitcoin each. Hell yeah. Oops, I accidentally added the wrong thing to the nest. But yeah, I mean, killed it on that end.
Dude, so best Bitcoin merch company with a podcast confirmed.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be in Miami this time around, so we didn't make the bucket hats for the conference or any of that, but coming soon, guys. Coming soon.
Big cap. Wine's treasury's wrecked.
What else, Opti? Should we read the numbers? Was that a thing?
I think we stopped doing the numbers.
Do you know the price, or if you had to guess what it would be?
It's like 26K or something.
Is that good or bad for you?
For me or for you?
For you. Like, are you poor eating ramen still?
Well, I told you over the weekend that ramen is a choice. It's not just because we are poor. But yes. No, actually, no. Should we get into it? Let's get into the first segment. The real first segment. This is everyone's favorite segment. And for once, I'm not going to get trolled.
That was delicious. What did Hugh have for dinner?
Wine's not even here. He left the stream.
I want in my ratty old Bitcoin kindergarten hat that I posted in the nest that Christine Lagarde's wearing. So I put it on.
Okay. Well, Wine, for once, I did not eat my famous ramen dinner or my famous quarter pounder slash Big Mac burger. I did not eat ground beef today. Didn't make patties. And you need more than rock bottom sats for me to show Nip, Dick Greaser.
Dick Greaser from Bitcoin Bugle is a fan of the show. Thank you, Dick.
Let's go. I ate a ribeye with some steamed vegetables and a Caesar salad. And now I'm having some Highland Park 12. And I smoked a cigar. So your boy's kind of killing it right now. Your boy's kind of like real gentleman vibes right now.
Dude, are you a Bitcoiner?
Dude, I'm a class act. Wait, hold on. Nick literally needs to clean his ears out. I ate a ribeye, you freaking tard.
I ate the ground beef for Opti today. I cooked it for my parents. Yes, I do live with my parents. It's a choice. It's by choice. I love my parents. And I love having things available and accessible to me without having to worry. So, life hack. Cook ground beef for your parents. I don't know.
What? Nick, what? Ribeyes are the fiat of steak? What are you talking about? Ribeyes are the best cut. Dude, you're tripping, bro. What do you eat?
Can Nick get up here and say his piece?
Dude, Nick is capping, bro. He gets a little clout and he loses his freaking touch with reality.
He's just doing like Udi troll tactics.
It's working. Hold on. Shout out to Vake, because Vake gets it. Opti is in good shape for someone who lives off Mickey D's. I am the fast food king. This is called good genetics. Read about it, because you can't have them because these are mine.
Yeah, but you might be in good shape, but the inside of your body's dying. It's like, motherfucker, this again?
Okay, hold on. All right. We got a very real contention going on in the chat. What is better than ribeyes? You guys are capping. Everyone is saying they stand by Nick. Ribeyes are hyper fiat. What are you talking about?
I saw also the BK account and the Simply Bitcoin account retweeted somebody that said, "My takeaway from Bitcoin Miami, Optimus Fields is Jack. Opti, do you have any comments on why you retweeted that from both Simply Bitcoin and Bitcoin Kindergarten?"
Because I'm an influencer and I need to show to everyone that I am better than them.
How many people approached you as a fan this weekend?
See, Rope gets it. He's eating ribeye. Chuck Eye Nick? Okay.
That's some Tennessee shit.
Yeah, that's some Tennessee shit. Rope's eating a ribeye right now. So at least there's one man of culture still in the chat. Everyone else is wrecked. How many people came up to me? I don't know. Like five?
All right, so you're five times more famous than me.
Yeah, and three of them were the women of Bitcoin, and they all looked at me and were like, "Oh my God, Opti, you're so much bigger and more handsome than I thought you were in real life." Which is one of two things: I am not as photogenic as other influencers are, and two, your boy looks like a dork on the stream. So it is what it is.
I do want to say that. At last year's conference, I rocked my giant beard and ugly hair. And this time around, I came with a nice fade and some faded sideburns and a clean face. And a lot of people said that I looked great. So I guess we both looked good this weekend, Opti.
Yeah, we're killing it.
But yeah, you had five fans. I had one, but I think my audience is more international.
Cap. Hold on. Wine, how much do you want to expose about your weekend? Because Vake is asking the hard-hitting questions. And FYI, Wine got that dog in him.
Listen, guys. I'm actually a good guy. I'm a decent guy.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, for the audio listeners, Vake asks, how many times did Wine and Opti get laid in Miami? Wine, do you want to jump in?
I mean, I don't remember much, but I guess you and Any Rug were there.
Let's go!
I think, it's, I think we were in a mansion in Miami Beach at the Swan House. Everyone there was a dork and a Bitcoiner, so it's like all dudes. But it seemed like there were three hot chicks in the pool that might have been hired, because I don't understand why they would be at a Bitcoin party.
They were definitely not Bitcoiners.
They were not. And nobody was in the pool. So I just took off my clothes, stripped down to my boxers, and went in there. And I don't remember the rest.
You're capping, bro. Big cap.
I was drunk.
Shut the fuck up. He's capping, bro. He's getting shy.
Did I hook up with more than one of them? I don't remember.
Can I actually expose you like this or what?
Sure. This is our show.
All right. Wine got the dog in him. So I'm sure you guys all saw the photo of the Swan House. There were a few ladies there. Can't confirm whether they were Bitcoiners or not, but there were three of them in the pool. Next thing I know, I'm making the rounds, just talking to people. Who knows what's on camera? Let's go.
I saw Annie Rugg filming it from the corner of my eye, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I'm, just talking to people, just doing the thing. And it's getting like dark. It just got dark. It just got past sunset. And I come back. Oh, it's getting sunset. It's like the sun's going down. I come back to the pool, and Wine is just the doggiest of the dogs in the pool. These three girls are in the pool. They're having fun. They're on the swan blow up dolls or whatever, blow up swans, pool swans. And Wine goes over to one, and he just has her all over him. Absolutely all over him. He starts making out with her. Now, me and Annie Rugg are sitting there like, oh shit, Wine's got the dog in him. Okay. And next thing I know, Wine's talking to her friend. She's all over him. Wine starts making out with that one, and we're all like, yo, what is going on? Why with the dog in him?
I have my own fucking segment to this show called Wine's Dating.
Let's get into it. I forgot. Oh, wait. Hold on. You haven't made the transition. Hold on. You haven't made the transition, but here we go.
And now, your Wine's Wednesday dating tips. Weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
This is an easy one, Opti. I would say that this week's dating tip is, if you're at a Bitcoin party and there happens to be females there, no one's going to be talking to them, so you should approach them. And maybe, you never know, there's enough to go around for you.
Can I put all your dirty laundry on the table? And I'll put mine on after as well, just for the shits and giggles.
I don't know what else there is to add.
Facts. Those were Corey's daughters. 69. That's fucked up. No, so afterwards, I was joking with Wine. I'm like, yo, Wine, I see you, bro. You over there hooking up with two girls at the same time? He comes up to me, he's kind of drunk, and he's like, yeah, I tried to get him in a threesome, but they said they only get in threesomes with Brazilian chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. True story. Couldn't make up if I tried.
Yeah, they said we only do threesomes with another woman, so.
Oh, so you do remember things.
You're bringing it back. I honestly forgot that. I'm not even capping, bro. Like, I do not remember until you just brought that up.
Perfect.
Listen, there was, shout out to the bartender at the Swan House. I'm also, I'm like a pretty straight edge dude when it comes to drinking and all that stuff. But, you know, there were some really good drinks and I had some, and it was a good time.
Great time.
I got a little loose. It's fine.
Your boy. Drinking that juice, getting loose.
It's not a bear market for everyone.
That's called motherfucking
bug. Oh shit! But
yeah, it was a good weekend. There were some highs, some lows. I would say the highest of the highs this weekend was meeting Billy McDo.
Billy McDo, put the team on his back. No.
probably met him for a good 10 seconds, gave him a hug. His wife was there. And then he said, don't step near her.
Wait, Wine almost stole Billy McDo's wife, though. He was not going to allow this.
I gave him a hug, and then I went to say hi to his wife. And he's like, no, 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 you don't say hi to her.
And confirm.
So that was a great moment. It's like there's no need for a conference, I would say, but meeting other plebs in Miami and just having a place to gather is always a good time, and you never know what kind of things just happen.
Yeah. Shouts out to Anyrug for keeping Wine in the game. One of the girls wanted a drink, and she's like, "Give me a drink," and Wine told Anyrug, "Give me a drink," and he came back with some beers, kept him in the game.
I remember that.
That's called teamwork.
Give me a drink. And I was in the pool, and if I would have gotten out, you know, it would have been cold and things would have gotten small.
Oh, wait, hold on. Anyrug, can we confirm that Wine had to stick around in the pool for a little bit because he might have had a little baby chub and he was embarrassed to walk out with his little winky coming out?
Dude, I'm hung like a Christmas tree. Get out of here. I didn't want to embarrass all the other Bitcoiners around.
I'm dead.
But yeah, it was a good time, man.
It was great.
Definitely a good.
All right.
What were your highlights, Opti?
Well, my highlights was obviously, I was a real professional for the first part of the week. I got on the Bitcoin Mag desk. That was cool. Real awesome to see the conference on both sides of the aisle, you know, being a non and then also being a professional working the conference. They absolutely killed it. It looks a lot more professional on the screen than it does when it happens. It's just it's really just fucking let that shit rip when you're on the desk, but it looks really good on the stream. It looks very professional. Hanging out at the Swan party was super fun to see everyone, feel the love and all that good stuff. But I think my highlights start with the ghetto beefsteak, hanging out with Eric Kayson, Guy Swan, Kiwi, Tucson, just, vibing out, getting cosmic, joking, doing all kinds of crazy stuff for the night. That was absolutely an epic night. And we got a poll here from that night. Our shitcoiners people, because Eric Kayson did a tweet. We all started busting up. Hey, guys, shitcoiners are people too, bro. Like, come on, man. But that night was absolutely magical, to say the least. Skeef said, plus one for the ghetto beefsteak. Ghetto beefsteak was lit. If you know, you know. We're not going to put too much of our business out there. But if you know, ghetto beefsteak was fucking lit. Oh, shouts out to Ben Jessman. Your wine was delicious. I was getting crunk on that Jesus juice all night. Absolutely love it. Highly recommend you guys support the boy. Get some of his wine. I heard vague. If you know, you know. Okay. We're moving on. What else did we do?
Beefsteak. Let me talk about ghetto beefsteak.
Ghetto beefsteak.
That was a good time. The beef was ghetto. The wine was great. Shout out to, what's his name? Ben Jessman. I don't know what his handle is, though. Is it just like...
It's Ben Jessman.
Amazing wine. I probably crushed like three bottles to the face.
Yeah, I think me and Wine each crushed at least a bottle.
He's like, I think my mom's my biggest wine fan because I was like, dude, I don't know if anyone's drinking more. And he's like, it might be my mom, but... I was crushing that wine. Eric Kayson is a fucking really cool dude. We were shooting the shit with him. I Bitcoin kindergartened him out and asked him a couple of would you rathers. One of them being, would you rather be a shit coiner or from North Korea?
That's a hard hitting question. Guys, drop it in the chat. Would you rather be from North Korea or a shit coiner? Hard hitting question. Hold on. Before we go on, T Price, really appreciate it. I don't know. We're just having fun over here.
Kayson was loving that question, and he's like, you know, I'm meeting Sailor tomorrow and I might have to ask him that.
We still have yet to see the HODL hangout. I hope he asked him. That would be absolutely amazing if he pulled through on that one. Guy's a legend. Absolutely love him. Wine actually told him that I am the regarded version of Eric Kayson, which might or might not be true. I think it is very true. So
yeah, Opti has two smarter versions of himself in the Bitcoin space. It's Eric Kaysen. Who was the other one that I said?
I don't remember.
Yeah. You're the retarded Eric Kaysen. But
can't confirm. Can't
I forgot the other one. The other one was a good one too.
I only remember Kaysen.
Oh well.
Highly regarded version of Eric Kaysen. Can confirm. Next, at the Swan Party, like I said, it was good meeting a bunch of people. I see Will in the chat. It was good hanging out with him. I'm pretty sure I was yelling in his daughter's ear because he was wearing her and we were just vibing out super hard. So shout out to you, bro.
Pure signal straight to my daughter on Bitcoin.
What did you quote me as saying? I say it all the time. Look around you. We're still early. Like this, you guys want to know how I know we're early? I was telling this to Will. Obviously, I was vibing. I was ranting in real life. You think I don't rant in real life? Give me an opportunity and I will rant in real life. You know how I know it early? Because I still go out to normie bars. I know you guys don't like people, but I still like to hang out with strangers. You know, I am a single male. I know all you guys don't like women out there, but that's on you. And I go to the bars and I look around.
Why are you shitting on our audience?
Because this is what we do here. They shit on me, I shit on them. This is a love relationship.
Okay.
You just need more rejection, Opti. You don't have enough and you crave it. That's
this is true.
Skeef responded to, would you rather be a shit coiner or from North Korea? And he said, depends which part of North Korea.
Skeef gets it. Okay, and I was telling Will, I know we're early because go around to a bar on the weekend and ask yourself one simple question: how many of these people are Bitcoiners? I am almost positive your answer will always be either a zero or a one, and shitcoiners don't count. So this is how we're early. And then my pessimistic field's take was maybe humans are just going to be apathetic to it and they will never adopt Bitcoin. But hey, we don't get pessimistic fields here on the show. So yeah, great weekend. The after party was lit. Your boy got pretty lit at the after party. I was vibing there in the VIP lounge because apparently I'm an influencer now and everyone at Bitcoin Mag knows me. I was drinking all their alcohol. It was fucking awesome. Shouts out to Tucson. He was giving me some vitamin N. So I was walking around with some vitamin N's in my mouth.
What is that? Is that like Flintstone gummies?
No, they're cigarettes.
Okay.
And Nico kept tearing them out of my mouth and ripping them out of my mouth. Like, bro, you're gonna die. And Wine's like, you're a good friend. Anyways, I told you I would put my business out there just because this might actually be a dating tip. I don't know if you guys have that fuckboy energy, but at the after party, I was sitting there, I was getting bored. I'm like, there's like five hot chicks here, so let me just make the rounds and see what's happening. Long story short, I end up hooking up with this one girl. She's like German. She's all over me. I make out with her like literally in the middle of the dance floor for like 20 minutes or something. It was a vibe. And then she's like, come with me to the bathroom. Her friend's like watching me. And she's like, come to the bathroom. She's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Come with me. And I follow her to the bathroom and I'm sitting there for like a minute.
And she pulls out her cock.
Yeah, fully pulled out her wang on me. No, and I'm sitting there for like, I don't know, a minute. And this other cute girl comes up and talks to me. And at the very moment that she's talking to me, the girl comes out of the bathroom and flips out. Like, no, I'm not talking to you. This is who you are. Like, you're a fuck boy. I like all this shit. And rug pulled myself. So FYI, if you are in that situation, you gotta tell them harlots to do not speak to me. I have something in the bag. And your boy cannot look your way, Medusa. True story.
So the two girls was Christy Lagarde and Jenny Yellen.
It literally looked like a young Christy Lagarde and Jenny Yellen combined. So hot.
Are there any young Christy Lagarde photos out there?
She's
asking for a friend, and that friend is Opti.
I have Googled, not as hot as the old version. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
Oh man. No, this is fake news.
Yeah, we got Rope on the stage. Some big news this week in the meme sphere. Rope, at least from what I saw online.
Is this breaking? Is this official?
Throw breaking. Press like some soundboard, whatever. Just randomize. Randomize a soundboard button. Rope.
Hold on.
Rocket ship, get on board.
Dude, we got a new memefluencer in the building. This guy's going to take your wife and
meme royalty.
Adopt your children, and he's about to make the best memes possible.
It's almost like if it's a full-time job now.
Hey, I need you to really turn down the fucking optimism. The expectations entirely too high. I don't even know how I got here.
Dude, did you just make the meme factory actually funny or what?
No. Look, I can't answer that question because Becca is my chaperone and she's in the audience.
Hold on. Corporate Bitcoiner Becca's in here. Do not fire Rope on his first pod appearance. Sheesh. Yeah,
she's making sure I don't get too edgy. She already knows how I roll.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, she told me I got to be a good boy.
Amazing.
She's like my Nico, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So no more scat memes, I suppose.
First of all, I never did scat. That was not my forte. Wow. Never.
What a LARP.
You just need to go viral with one meme and get retweeted by Michael Saylor, and that's how you get into the meme factory. Is this the formula, Rope?
I mean, it worked for me. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
thank you, bro. Thank you. Oh man, these read the tips is gonna be cool. All right, Wyatt, let's talk about you. You're a celebrity now, bro. Well, how do you feel?
Yep, had one person approach me, Wyatt Army. How do I feel? It feels terrible, honestly. I don't know why people want that. It's like the worst feeling of all time. Like, I just wanted to be left alone, right?
Yeah, hold on. Becca says they have sponsors they have to please, just like Simply Bitcoin. Yes, you have to please
it still
us.
Still doesn't have a sponsor, but we filled the Swan Party so hard.
No, Becca, you have to please us. We sponsor you, so you better do your job right or else you're fired.
Can Meme Factory sponsor us? And it's like a circular economy.
You're getting really fresh in here. Calm it down. I'll talk to her like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Simp Rope is in the building. Oof, I'm sorry. He's protecting the women of Bitcoin. Oh, I apologize.
Like Becca needs me to protect her. Don't worry. Wait for this Gossip Weekly to come back. You're on that ass.
Dude, at this point, fuck it. Snet it.
Yeah,
we need more Gossip Weekly.
It's coming.
I might have made Becca mad. She said no more Sammies for me. That's rude.
In other news, Opti.
In other news,
what was the polls?
Oh, we're doing polls. Okay, let's do polls.
Maybe pull up like one or two or five.
Oh, it's time for the polls. Do you agree with Bitcoin Twitter or will you counter trade him? Woof.
Always counter trade.
Man, Labro's fucking the man.
Becca, I will hold you to this. Please. Opti on the cover now. Opti's Miami Escapades leak.
What do we got on the polls, Opti? What do we got?
I'm about to wreck myself. Let's go. Okay. All right. The polls. We are at the polls. This one is an
These
old
are like
poll.
A month old.
These no, are. That, oh, I, did we do this
that's
one?
That's an old one. That's an old
okay,
one.
Okay. Wrong one. Becca up. Becca thumbs up. Okay. 100. You guys heard it here first. Breaking news. Okay. This one's old too. Wine. Have we done this one?
I don't know if we spoke about this one. Are you grossed out more by chain smokers or fat people?
Well, as someone that just said they were chain smoking over the weekend for the lols, I am going to have to go with the latter.
Which one's harder to break?
Obviously, being overweight. I think this is uncontentious.
You think it's harder to lose weight than to stop smoking?
Yes. As someone that can stop smoking on a dime.
Again. Chicken thigh or breast? This is
Hardware. Sexual innuendo, right?
We did this one already.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go to the next
chicken one. Chicken thigh with a 60%. All right. What do we got? Bitcoiners people. Sadly, 26% of 66 people think yes. Are you counter trading them?
I don't know.
We were shitcoiners once, but yeah, we weren't people back then.
But I really like this comment right here by Quantum Hoddle. And he goes, narrator, they are in fact NPCs as evidenced by their behavior. I don't know, man. I mean, we were shitcoiners at one point. And
we weren't people.
I guess we only became people when we became Bitcoiners. So maybe this is like a catch 22. Chicken and egg problem.
We got more polls, Opti.
All right, this next one, honestly, Wine, I didn't see anyone throwing poop, so I'm going to say that everyone on Bitcoin Twitter is a LARP.
We have audio listeners, Opti. We gotta read this. Throwing poop, is it violence or funny? 33% say violence. Very sad amount. Out of 99 people from the 2,000 that... dare not even click an answer.
Okay.
Throwing poop is funny, not violence.
This is you, Opti. Yeah, this is me, as you can tell, because I didn't know how to do the poll. Anyways, wouldn't catch me throwing
boomer
poop.
Boomer confirmed
on the boomer question.
So what's the question?
The question is, do boomers writing things down on paper affect Bitcoin? I think it's the wrong effect, too. Yes, 28% of 21 votes. No, 71.4% of 21 votes. I agree with this one. I don't think boomers writing things down affect Bitcoin at all. But hey, it's good cover. It's a good Trojan horse.
All right, we got a few more. What else? Will we ever see 20K Bitcoin again? Oh my God, we're talking price. The room's about to triple in size. What do you think, Opti? Do we see 20K again?
Nah, I'm gonna say no.
You triple in size. I mean, you know, that would be the worst.
Yeah, that would be not good.
Definitely not seeing 20K again. But I mean, we're at 26K. We are in the 20s.
It's basically 20K.
It's basically 20K.
This is the bottom. Smash buy, take out zero APR credit cards. Get a loan from Unchained Capital.
Blow up your credit score. We're going to the moon.
Your credit score. Hold on. Sell your kidney. Sell your blood plasma.
Get on board.
So what?
Tell your parents that you really care about your inheritance. What else? Sell your car. All financial advice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, next one. Wine. I don't know where you got this one from, but go on.
I said GM for good morning. Are early risers annoying? As you can see, I posted it at 9 a.m., which is not that early. I would consider an early riser 6 a.m. or earlier. I think they're way too giddy and also rub into people that they acquire more hours of sunlight. I think early risers are annoying, but I'm in the minority, so I'm counter trading Bitcoin Twitter.
As an early riser, I like.
Oh, can confirm. Annoying. On. Go on.
I'm very bad in the morning, so I need about an hour or two to like really get up and like be ready. You know, so I like getting up early. It does make me feel like I have a more productive day, but I don't think early risers in themselves are annoying. The real annoying ones are like the ones that are like, I am the early riser. Like, I got up earlier. Like, I am more productive. Like, the ones that talk about it to me are the annoying ones. Anyways, Rope, your hand is up.
Yeah, question. So, Winikus, the non-early riser part in you, do you think that's like your Mexican side? Kind of like beef?
100%.
Beefing with your Jewish side? Or is like, what's up with that?
It's honestly my unemployed side.
So the Mexican side.
I have nothing to do all day. So if I wake up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym, I come back and I'm like, now what?
The Mexican side should be wanting him to work, and then the other side. You know, let's not get into it. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
I'm a complicated nut to crack.
Hold on. Nick Can't Mind says, Vake, I was literally about to type. I go to the gym at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, so can confirm annoying. Okay. We got a few more hands in the spaces.
I go to the gym at 5 a.m. when you can go at 11.
Yeah, hold on. See, Vake gets it. Just don't brag about it. Like, no one cares, bro. Just do your business.
I have a counter question. Is there such thing as annoying late night sleeper? Like, ooh, I went to bed at 4 a.m. Fuck you.
Yeah, they're the ones that stay up all night like zombies. Yeah, bro. It was a lit night. I went to bed at 7 a.m. when the sun rose.
Are there? Yeah, there's not many of those.
I know a lot of them. All right, hold on. Will, hold on. We got a few hands. Rob got that one. Let's go. All right. Will, your hand was up.
I was just going to say I'm a dad now. So being a dad means I have to wake up early and tell everyone else in the house how much better I am than them because I woke up so early. So
null and void. It doesn't count.
All right. Gmail, your hand is up.
I was just going to poop. I just put my hand up so I knew I was away from my phone.
Okay.
So what time do you wake up, Gmail?
5:30. 5:37 every day.
Damn.
Do you brag about it?
BK's got some early risers.
Do you brag about it, though?
Why would I brag about that? That sucks.
See, this guy gets it. Okay. Tucson. Yo,
Jocko Willink.
Tucson just came in. I know he's an early riser, so Tucson, speak your piece.
I was just coming up to complain about Nika trying to prevent you from getting vitamins.
Yeah, hold on. Let me read your comment. Where'd it go?
Tucson, send a letter to corporate.
Yes, please.
That has to go up the chain of command.
Yes, the hierarchy. Tucson in the chat goes, Nico doesn't believe in being healthy. That's why he doesn't want you smoking. This motherfucker spit in bars. Listen,
that's called motherfucking bars.
You don't call him vitamin N for nothing.
What else we got?
Hold on. I want to get to some of these comments. Vake says, don't tell David Goggins. We got pay producer Jacob Satz for his 10 seconds wasted. I brag about waking up at 5 a.m. but then fall asleep right after. This is the way. I wake up at 5 to go pee. Does this count? Not really. That one doesn't count.
Yo, that I want to talk about those midnight pees. Those are very like mystic, I would say. You ever wake up at like 4 a.m., you know, you're walking to the bathroom kind of half awake and you're like, whoa, I'm a living being and this is weird right now. Because I don't know, I get those feelings sometimes. It's like, what am I doing alive here? I'm just peeing right now.
Stub your toe and contemplate your whole life. Okay, let's get into this next one. Wine. Oh, wait, that's not the next one. Wine.
The early risers one was a good one, I guess. Let's see what else we got.
Very contentious.
More effective when it comes to calling out to more when it comes to scams, calling them out or ignore them. 67% say calling them out. 32% say ignore them. I'm kind of on the ignore them vibe, like build something better and attract the attention away from it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with I think it's a fine balance. It's like I think calling attention to the fact that they are scams, you know, laying it out there, I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. But also, I think just ignoring them and building something, hold on, that is better is probably the best way. So shouts out to Becca. This is my final answer.
I am building.
Like, if nobody paid attention to Shitboy Crypto and just completely ignored him and didn't tweet about him or get triggered by him, then I think he wouldn't be relevant, you know? Rope?
Yeah, definitely what? Huh?
His hand was up. He forgot. Okay. Let's go to Gmail. His hand went up first.
I call out scammers all the time. I don't know if you know this, but I'm part of TEM, and I'm the one that called out Ozzy as a scammer. So there you go.
Yeah, I think it's two sides of the same coin. Like calling them out, calling attention to it is very important. But then also like just creating better products, I think, is probably the most important. But Wine, what are you doing over here?
I'm just playing around. Leave me alone.
Will, your hand went up.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, ignoring them is the best. I mean, that's why we say do your own research, right? Like, do your own research. Don't just wait for Opti or Wine to tell you.
There you go. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. How's Nick with a hot take in here before we go to Tucson? He goes, why do Bitcoiners only call out small scammers and bad actors, though? But then when governments and other real threats attack Bitcoin plebs or Bitcoin, plebs shy away and say, oh, well, whatever. Oof. Shots fired. I need a gun over here. Like. Okay, Tucson, jump in.
Democracy is a scam.
There you go.
That's called motherfucking bug.
Tucson signed up to Nick's newsletter. I could see that.
Yes, Nick. What is your newsletter? Drop it in the chat. We will shill it for free because that's what Weinikus does here.
Yes.
Okay, let me get this next one up.
Can I extend the topic a little bit longer? I've got a question.
Jump in.
So is the proper thing to do to call out the bends or to ignore the bends?
Oh, can we talk about this? I see a Ben in the audience. All right, I got one more story, a little story time. I was what's the saying? You know when they try to give you perks?
Like props.
I was seduced by the bends over the weekend, and I am on the line as an outside observer of the Ben and anti-Ben arguments. The bends made a very strong argument. You can get 10% off at Kohl's because of the bends. I am surviving because of a Ben product. They were pointing out the subversive tactics of the anti-Ben movement, or rather, I can't tell whether if the Bens are like NATO or whether the anti-Ben movement is subversive or whether it's the Bens that use lies and subversion. It's very confusing, but they almost got me. You know, Target do be bussing for real, and getting a discount is very interesting. There's a very good incentive through the Ben Council. I am still on the fence. I'm unsure. I was anti-Ben for a lot of years, but now the incentives of the free market are proving to me that I may have been mistaken. But I would love for this opportunity to have a Tucson Skeef and a Ben High Council to have the floor to debate if you guys are willing to do this.
I just want to say that Ghetto Beefsteak was thrown by a Ben.
Oh, and that was pretty amazing.
And then the other Ben brought the wine, so I literally got wine. Hold on, Opti. I was about to say the punchline. I literally got wine and dined by Ben. And the whole barbecue was penetrated.
Penetrated. Wow. Dude, the Bens really do be seducing all of the Bitcoin pleb influencers. Amazing.
I don't know if seducing is the right word. I just think they're benign.
Ben.
Dude, all the Bens are loaded. We know that for sure.
Wait, hold on. Nick, coming in hot. The High Council of Zoomers made the Bens, and we've seen the monster we created. Do you have a response as a vocal piece of the Bends?
That's retarded. The High Council of Zoom has created the Ben. You guys couldn't put two fucking straws together. You have Pumpkin Toshi leading that, didn't you? Where's Jackie these days? You guys are a flop. The anti-Ben commies are better than you guys.
Oh, snaps. I need gunshots. Poo, poo, poo. Hold on.
Poo, 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 poo. Are there any Zoomer Bens?
Yeah, Kaufman.
Is he a Zoomer?
Yeah, he's like 12 years old.
Oh, man.
Dude, drop a poll. Wine, can you drop a poll or do I drop a poll?
Yeah, what do I say?
Ben or anti-Ben movement? Ben versus the anti-Bens.
No, it's confront Bens or ignore Bens.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a...
Well, do you want 10% off at Kohl's or not?
Honestly, I don't shop much at Kohl's, but this is very, very much an incentive.
Well, how many Ben products do you use? And then how many anti-Ben products do you use?
This is true. The only anti-Ben product was Toxic Airwaves, and they rug pulled me. So I think the free market may have spoken.
You've got your answer then, boys.
Damn. I unfortunately might have to lean with the Bens right now.
What I want to know is, where does Becca sit on this line? Is she going to be making Sammy's for the Bens or for the Commies?
Oh, simple, a little harder, you fucking.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
So, huh? do I get 10% off of Kohl's for ignoring you? Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't get 10% off of shit. You have to pay 10% more, if anything.
Okay. So, 10% off Kohl's or Costco membership card?
Hey, actually, the anti-Ben commies don't offer the Costco membership card. They just like to talk about it. They're just trying to get referral links and shit. They're not giving you any incentives.
Wow. Leechy.
The Bens want you to be single and lonely the rest of your life.
We need community notes on all of these claims.
Opti, when you're talking about the game, who are you talking about it to?
Oof. This is true. We did reveal the game to a Ben. Me and Ben revealed the game to ourselves through divine thought. Actually, Tucson's there. Tucson knows the game.
But does he know it well? I mean, how well can a commie comprehend that?
Oh, shit. This is the best shit ever. Okay, hold on. Bitcoin Becca, I think, chose a side. She says, I bake fresh bread for the Bens. This is true. I've heard of this story. She does indeed bake bread for a Ben. So, dude, Tucson and Skeef. Oh, Skeef rug pulled. He had enough of the Ben arguments.
You said Ben enough times where he just had to leave.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
It's also because he has no counter argument, so there's that.
He's trying the new tactic of ignoring. I don't blame him.
That's because he's following Jason Lowery's stupid.
Wait.
Of course, that's I never got a sandwich. I want a sandwich.
Me too. Breaking news. AnyRug, I think, just sent me some video, some some
we're
sauce.
Not sharing any videos.
Some sauce confirming Wine being a dog in the pool. All right.
I also want to say, AnyRug has like the most badass camera and gimbal. It looks super professional. And there was a point in that party where I took his camera and went around filming people. And I said, hi, this is Open Source Memes here, and we have a bunch of questions to ask. And I was asking everyone how much Bitcoin they have.
How coin you have, sir?
I said, how coin you have? Greg Foss said, it's all in GBTC. My bad. I remembered to press the record button, and I was just walking around with a camera that wasn't recorded. But yeah, that happened.
Killing it. Best producer in the game. Okay.
What else? Is the show over now?
No, we got one more poll. One more poll.
Often you check the price multiple times a day, once per day, a few times a day, barely check it. Half of the people that answered, what are people that answer a poll called, voters? Half of the voters said multiple times a day. I remember my first cycle.
I remember my first year in Bitcoin.
I'm on the barely check it a few times a week camp, which is like the other half. And once per day, not bad.
Yeah, so I'm definitely counter trading this one. Well, actually, if it wasn't for doing the spaces for you guys, I wouldn't ever check the Bitcoin price because I'm not a fiat maxi like you guys. I know sats are my stable coin. Bitcoin will go up forever, Laura. So I don't check the price. This is called Bitcoin Zen. We've been talking about it for quite a number of years by now. So you should know that
it's going up forever, Laura.
So all of you guys checking the price multiple times a day, the fuck's wrong with you guys? Come on. I thought you guys were Bitcoiners.
Get on zero, laser huddle.
I thought you were Bitcoiners. Okay, Gmail, your hand is up. You want to add to this conversation?
Yeah, when storage shorts it, then I check the price.
When storage. Okay, perfect. Let's go. Okay, Wine, that's all the polls for tonight.
Are there any other segment buttons to click, or did we do them all?
I think the last one. Would you rather? Do you have a would you rather?
I mean, we kind of did that. Would you rather be a shitcoiner from North Korea?
Okay. All right. Yeah. We missed a segment. No, we're at a shit.
Would you rather? All right. Press the would you rather one.
It's me again, your dog Labra. Let's play a game of would you rather.
Opti, would you rather eat poop flavored chocolate or chocolate flavored poop?
Poop flavored chocolate or chocolate flavored poop? Well, I do not eat feces, so I am going to have to go with chocolate.
Okay. That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. You eat shit. Confirmed.
I opted out.
I don't
participate in that voting system that you're in. The shit eating one.
As the reigning fast food champion, I still don't eat shit. This is something I got above you, Wine. So, hey, you know, this is how I know I'm better.
All right. Whatever you say. Is that it for Opti? I just want to say that I have a fan, so.
Perfect, dude. I'm glad. You deserve it. You deserve more fans, Wine. You know, Yeah. You have more fans because everyone knows you are every influencer's favorite influencer. So all your favorite influencers, Wine influences.
I'm waiting for a Dennis Porter follow, but we'll see when that happens.
Not going to happen.
Hey, Joe Rogers is here. Hey, Joe Rogers, why are you the worst fucking part of Bitcoin?
Oh, wow. See ya. Joe Rogers is my friend and my family, so you get booted.
Joe Rogers is a good Bitcoiner.
This guy thinks he can talk shit on my boy? Sheesh.
He's also talking to somebody who's a big gun proponent. That's where I learned about
3D printing. Fuck around and find out. For fuck's sake.
What did Joe Rogers do to poke the bear?
Team Joe forever. This is uncontentious. Also, Joe. I'll see you this weekend. It's about to get lit. Okay.
Anything else, Opti?
No, I think we're shitposting as a service.
Oh shit! Wait, I need to do the VPN thing again. ZBD, if you're listening, can we get the app to work in Florida?
Peachy is in the spaces. Peachy, we have a request.
App working in Florida. It's a simple request. I have to VPN now.
Dude, I thought Florida was like a free state and you can't even get ZBD.
Not in
huh?
the gaming world, I guess. I don't know.
Sheesh.
Florida wants some liberty.
Where should I pick? Phoenix? I'm gonna go into
Wow, honestly, congratulations, Becca. How do you know this? On June 24th, she'll be 10 years McDonald's free. Honestly, in your honor, I'm gonna eat McDonald's tomorrow. You're welcome. Wine, we were waiting for you. Should I do the transition? We're going to do the transition. No dead space.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine. Read the tips.
Read the tips, Wine. Hold on, before we get to the tips. Hold on, before we get to the tips. Shout out to Vake. He says, I'm 10 minutes McDonald's free.
Opti, I'm going to have to do this from our restream and not from Twitter.
Dude, ZBD doesn't work for you? Come on, bruh.
I'm on the VPN, so I will be reading it, but can the audience hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Can the Twitter people hear me?
Thumbs up if you can hear Winekiss.
I can hear him.
You can hear him.
All right, Opti. Well, tonight's tip, the first one of the day, 500 sats, says test.
Oh, you didn't get my other one. My other test didn't go through wrecked.
Another test said scamming sats every Wednesday.
Those are both us. That was me as well. The first one for posterity was win BK rug.
Opti, we made big promises to go on Noster Nest today, and it failed. We are back on Twitter Spaces. Noster is just not ready yet. 500 sats, and it says improve your Noster game.
Don't blame us.
The next tip is from a seasoned Bitcoin kindergarten veteran, Peachy Hoddle, because it's for 569 sats, and you should always tip with 69 at the end. And it says, Wine, can I have your autograph?
Wine, did you autograph a titty in Miami?
Wine Army Strong. The next tip is for 1337 Leet, and it says, welcome back, have some sats. Yes, taking these sats are what drives us. The next sats, 500, show nipples, Opti, from our favorite journalist.
I don't know if I can do that for 500 sats. That's like half a penny. I think my nipple's worth a little more.
What's Bitcoin Bugle's website? Bitcoinbugle.com?
Yeah, maybe. You get a free plug.
Bitcoin Bugle breaks the best stories. The next tip is by 268K sats per person, and he tipped 69, one of my favorite numbers, and it says, the girls are trying to steal your seed.
This is true. This is very true.
Aren't they all, Opti?
Aren't they all?
Was from a whale, 15,000 sats. Thank you, sir. And it says, Opti and Wine's Miami dating escapades.
That should be the name of this one.
The next tip was somebody who loves vitamin N, as I learned today, for nicotine. And it says, cigarettes for Opti. So, Opti, make sure to buy a pack of American Spirits or
Malibu. I just smoked the cigar. So okay. here's the nub of my nub. So
your mouth is gonna be stank for like
that. So week. I already got my vitamin N's for the day. Your boy is very healthy. My testosterone levels are regulated. I'm feeling wonderful.
Opti, the next tip, 5,000 sats. We have some very generous Bitcoiners, and it says, I'll never miss an opportunity to shit on Udi. Opti, there are 2 to 3 more tips left unless somebody wants to check how
fast. Because lightning simply works and it's so fast, you might be able to get a tip in before Winekiss ends.
The lightning network works. It's so fast.
Wait, hold on. Read the second tip again.
The second tip?
Yes.
Scamming sats every Wednesday. Opti, 3,000 sats, and it says, Benflation is too damn high.
Whoa, hold on. Do I have a record break? I need to add the record break on here. Record break. Nick is trolling. He says, Tip, did Optimus touch tips? No, I did not touch tips. Opti, this is not
confirmed. The last tip of the night, Opti, and I mean, when I say tip, I don't mean Opti and some other males. I'm talking about Zaps. I'm talking about the Lightning Network. We're talking Noster. We're talking Bitcoin. We're talking ZBD. for 5,069 sats. This is a pro we're dealing with. And it said, rope saw wine in jorts.
Now listen! That's called motherfucking boy!
Can confirm.
If you're homeless,
you don't have time to do laundry, and jeans just take way too long to wash. So I have not owned any denim for the last 4 years. I might buy some denim though this week.
I don't know. I saw you in like some capris down in El Salvador. I'm just going through a lot of footage lately.
Hold on. There's a lot of muting footage. Hold on. Talking about capris, this guy wears cargo shants. Like, this guy's projecting.
Who's this guy's rope? Okay. Let's be clear, not me.
No. I got the footage to prove it. I'll post it.
I wear some little short shorts out there.
This guy wears shants and Jordans, bro, with a wife beater. Like, guess where he's from?
You're just mad you can't pull that off.
No, I show my thighs and my knees like a man. What are you talking about?
You can't even grow a beard.
This is true. I can't grow a beard. This is true. I grow pubes on my face. Confirmed.
The Florida Panthers are playing right now, and
is that hockey?
We're up 3-2 with a period left, and if we win, I'm a part of the team. We'll go to the Stanley Cup. So I'm a hockey guy. I'm a bandwagon hockey fan.
Dude, Miami fans are the epitome of bandwagoners.
Yeah, why would you celebrate bad times?
Dude, because they're your team, right?
Yeah,
dude, you sound like a shit coiner right now. Like, you're like, you know, Bitcoin prices, bear market. You're like, nah, I don't like Bitcoin anymore because, like, the price is low. But when it comes up, you're like, oh, I'm a fucking Bitcoiner, bruh.
Hockey's lit. I got forged in the bear market or the bull market. You know, I'm sticking around for hockey.
You know what? I kind of just recently realized that hockey is pretty intense because the Dallas Stars were almost in the Stanley Cup, but they got wrecked. Hockey's nuts, bro. That shit's intense. I ain't gonna lie. Also kind of got converted to NBA, looking at what a hoop is and seeing these guys be freaks, athletic freaks.
Are there any brands we want to sponsor for free before we sign off?
Yeah. I got one. Shouts out to my boy Joe Rogers, who created the Gatekeeper issue right here. I have the Julian Assange cover. It's absolutely beautiful. I have not read it yet, but apparently there is a seed phrase in here that no one has found yet. So there is free sats. If you have one, if you don't, go get one. Go get one.
That's what I'm going to shout out right now. Are we doing like meme review scores? I'm just putting like garbage up on the screen. Meme Tards pin, shout out to you guys. Full Metal Hoddle, we love you. What else? What other brands do we
have? What else you got over there?
I got a seed signer.
Perfect.
Oh, I bought this dope ass seed signer kit. Look at this.
Oh yeah. Wait. TLDRS.
All right. So seed signer is the best fucking hardware. Open source, stateless device. All the other ones are LARPing. You could build it yourself from parts. It's probably cheaper than all of them. And this is a 3D printed Go kit. So I don't see any other Bitcoin companies making this.
Wait, it was 3D printed?
Dude, it's with like fine plastic. I don't know. This guy's got a legit... Look at this. It's like a spy kit. It's got a battery, dice, and the seed signer in there. And this shit is just... It just goes hard.
Amazing. Wine, do we have any more BK stickers? Because I want to keep the ones I have.
We have a lot of BK stickers. I'm sending a few out in the mail tomorrow, probably. If you're a fan of the show and happen to be listening, which means you are, and you want to dox an address, DM me, and I will send you stickers and a magnet.
Let's go. How many magnets do we have left?
We probably have like 10.
The magnets are dope, guys. You see that logo right there?
Yeah.
That's the magnet.
And the stickers are holograms.
So a holographic BK sticker.
So yeah, if you guys want the stickers and magnets and you're listening, give me an address and I'll send them to you tomorrow.
Perfect. Yeah, that was the seed signer case is pretty beautiful. Are they going to sell those some more?
Yeah, you got to like DM them.
Is it seed signer?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Seed signer's where it's at, I'm telling you.
Beautiful. Nick, you are welcome. You know, we wouldn't be able to have this if you and I did not create the logo. So shouts out to you, bro. Actually, I think me and Nick were talking. I'm vaguely remembering this conversation. And he's like, yeah, so, oh, I lost my internet. My internet's not working anymore. Let me see what's going on.
Oh, I guess I'm in charge now.
You're the show now.
It's a good time to sign off, I would say. But yeah, I don't know how to drive this thing without Opti. I don't even know if it's going through Twitter. This guy has no internet.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I think I'm going to rug pull Opti.
All right. Yeah, rug pull.
All right, guys. It's been real.